Pe Hristos, pe ei, 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 soțir.
Af, e, af, și, ei, 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 bem, ca.
Da.
And Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Only for 5 minutes, get a meditation about what happened today, this morning, and all the day. So I want only to say some words, small word about something. In the third hour, in the eve of Thursday, like from a few hours ago, we sing all together a hymn named Afitchinon. بقولنا اللحن كده بتاع اسمه Afitchinon. The same tone of Pekestronos. Afitchinon, I will read for you now. You can read it here. His words were softened above oil, and they are ours. كلامه ألين من الدهن وهو نصال. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not despise my supplication. So these words from this psalm, Psalm 54, and Pekestronos. It's we are talking about the throne of God. So how it's different? How there's totally different between words, between the words of the throne of God and between the words also too of, as he said here, his word were softened above oil and they are arrows. How the church, the Coptic church, have the same tone of the both hymns. And they are totally different. Totally different meanings. How the church, like, allow to have the same tone like that? One, we are talking about the throne of God, and this hymn, the Pekestronos, we are singing on Tuesday morning and the 12th hour on Good Friday. But today, this night, like this evening, on the third hour of Eve of Thursday, we sing Afitchinon, or His word were softened above oil, and they are ours. There is a message from the church. It's a message from the Coptic church to us. The same tone of him, we can listen to the same word of God. Like exactly like Judas and Mary of Bethany, she came to Jesus Christ and he broke the alabaster on his head. Both of them had the same love. Both of them had the same word from God, the same word of love. Judas lived already with Jesus Christ for 3 years, more than 3 years and a half. He lived with him. He was By the way, when we look to the picture, to the icon of Judas, we can see him like dark, and he's always, he has a money in his hand. He was not like that at all. This is after the sin. He was so beautiful. He was amazing. He's very rich. He's only the only one disciple from the 12 disciples, very well educated. He was a very well educated. When Jesus Christ, he started and he did all the miracles, one of the miracles was very amazing, feeding the multitude. And one day, when we after this one, the people was amazed, and they saw and they said, "Jesus Christ, he's a king of kings, he's the king of our kingdom." And what happened? Jesus Christ decided to flee. From this day, Judas changed his mind. And why he changed his mind? Because he was looking for the kingdom of earth, not the kingdom of heaven. He wanted to be one of the kingdom of earth, not the kingdom of heaven. That's why he said what he's doing. I was looking for someone to be a king, and I wanted to follow the king. And we are doing the same, by the way. If we are expecting that it's only Judas, and tomorrow morning we will say, "Oh, Judas," we will see the procession. Tomorrow morning we'll see the procession, all the processions at church from this way go around. Only one procession in the different way from the side. We start the procession tomorrow morning early in the liturgy from this side, and we are singing all together, "Judas, Judas." Why? Because he changed his mind at all. He decided to go with it for the earth. And we are doing the same sometimes too. If we are saying that he is a betrayer, and we are betraying sometimes, when we are doing a sin also too, we are betraying. Look to the cross. And sometimes we see that on the cross here, for example, like, oh, a man who's like giving sponge to Jesus Christ, and he was persecuted, and we said, "Oh my God, like how you endure all of that, support all of that. It's hard." And we see some people too put the nails in his hand and say, "Oh, so hard, so difficult." Sometimes too, I'm doing the same when I'm doing sin. I'm follow also to the same road of Judas. What Judas did, he decided to go far from God from the beginning. So why Jesus Christ, he chose him already? Why he chose him? This is the word of God. That's why we are singing Afici Nun, this psalm. His words were softened above oil and they are arrows. And the same also Bekirstronus. God is sending his message to everyone in the world. So the word of God is the same. Sot Rabbina likul. Ma bifarraqsh. There is no difference between one and one. He's always sending his message, his word to everyone. But the problem, I'm listening. I'm taking this, his word inside me and go close to him more, or I'm listening to his word and go far from him. It's different. Mary of Bethany, she listened to his voice and she decided to go to him. I wanted to also to explain a little bit how it's hard that someone of a friend or a brother betray me. How it's so hard on Jesus Christ that he saw and he knew that someone from his disciple, he went to the other people, to the Jews, and tell them, "I will give you Christ." How he was like his heart was, I can't explain how it was. I will go to the psalm to read it for you. It's here in Psalms 55. It's written in the other explanation and translation, 54. Here's 55. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. Attend to me and hear me. I am restless in my complaint and mourn noisily. Because of the voice of the enemy, he's talking about Judas. Because of the oppression of wicked, for they bring down trouble upon me, and in wrath they hate me. Look to the next verse. My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. يمخط قلبي يمخط في قلبي في داخلي وأهوال الموت سقطت علي. You can imagine how the heart of Jesus Christ at the time. He knew that Judas went to the Jews to tell them, I will give you, I'm betraying him. And this is very hard. We are talking about Judas. But also too, I'm talking about myself too. Sometimes when I'm doing sin, at the same, I'm betraying. I go to the other people, to the devil. I tell him, okay, the evil. Like, I wanted to betray. I wanted to do this sin too. It's the same. Believe me, the same. But again, if there is a hope, yes. Jesus Christ can forgive me, yes. He accept my confession and my repentance, yes. He's always doing that. Between the love of Mary of Bethany and between the betraying of Judas, Jesus Christ was looking to both, and he said, I can forgive for both. I can forgive. He forgave already because she was a sinner too. And he forgave her. And after Judas betrayed him, also if Judas decided to repent, Christ will accept his repentance. And he will forgive him. It's different. By the way, also too, Judas started, he's not betraying, he didn't betray Christ immediately. Like, for example, he decided to betray, and that's it. No. He started from the, as I told you, from years ago, before. And he said, like, he looked to Christ with different way. He's looking to him first, like, okay, you are not a king of the kingdom on earth. You are not. So I have to decide, I'm deciding to leave you. You are not fulfilling my target. My target to be like to be one of a disciple of a king. So he starts to open the door to the devil bit by bit. And finally he betrayed. He started to take the money from the box, steal it. He started to not believe in Christ too. صدقوني البداية بتكون صغيرة الثعالب الصغيرة وبعد كده بتكبر لو سبتها. So today we have two different type of people. Christ is one, sending his message to everyone, all the world. He's talking to me, to everyone in the world, by his way. And depend on how I will receive it. And after that, It depends on me. How I'm listening to the hymn. I'm listening to the hymn like Aficionon, or I'm listening like Pecostronos. I'm listening to him and I wanted to betray, or I'm listening to him and I wanted to praise him. It's different. ربنا يدينا نعمة النهاردة إن نسمع صوت ربنا من خلال إزاي ربنا بيكلمنا طول اليوم. وربنا بيتكلم بكلام واحد بطرق مختلفة، لكن المسج كلها لكل واحد اللي يسمع بقى. من له أذنان للسمع، عشان كده مكتوب يقول لك كل مرة ما يجي يكتب من له أذنان للسمع فيقول ما يقول الروح للكنائس. وإلهنا المجد دائما أبديا، آمين.